We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
I'm doing real good. How are you, Michael?
I am doing well, and today we're going to be talking about sides.
Yeah, they're kind of side dishes. Two of them, you really could use them for your main dish if I wanted to. My sister Nora's Boston baked beans and Kay Payne's ranch style beans. And then I make a creamed corn with bacon, which I can just eat with a spoon, you know, and make a bowl out of that and make a bean.
Okay. Well, which one are we going to start out with today?
Kay Payne, which everybody knows, my good friend. She's made these ranch beans for years, and this can be a main dish because it has some meat in it. So let's start out with Kay's ranch style beans. How's that?
Okay.
She takes 2 tablespoons of oil, 1/2 cup of chopped onion, 1/2 pound of ground beef, 2 cups of ketchup, 1 teaspoon of mustard, 1 medium can of pork and beans, and 1 can of kidney beans drained. And she sautés her onion in oil and browns the ground beef and drains it. And you just mix in the remaining ingredients and you simmer that for 30 minutes. Cover. And if you want to do it early, you can just, we used to have this at the bank when we had potluck dinners, and she would put it in a crock pot and let it stay on there slowly. Of course, everything's done. You browned your hamburger and you cooked your onions. Put it in that crock pot and let it simmer, you know, all morning, then you go to eat it, and you know, that's a good main dish. That was a little slaw, and you pretty well got a meal right there.
Right.
You know, it's always funny. I find out the things that my friends make or different people make. When I make them, they don't seem to taste as good as theirs. But maybe that's because I didn't have to make them. You think that has anything to do with it?
I've always found that other people's cooking usually tastes better than mine, not because mine is bad, but because I didn't have to invest any effort into it.
OPC, other people's cooking. You're right.
There you go.
You know, I know all these friends that make all these things. Marty Casey's sweet potato casserole, Barbara Brown's chicken casserole, Joy Smith's strawberry cake. They give me their recipes, but somehow they don't taste it good. But you can't just because I was sitting in there in my recliner when they made theirs.
I would say it was a contributing factor.
I think it had something to do with it. I think you don't have to fix it, but some things I cook I like better than anybody else's. I've got a lot of wonderful cooking friends that, you know, it seems like my dishes never taste quite as good as theirs. Let me tell you that about Nora's baked beans. Now, this is a little more trouble, but these are really good. She has made these numerous times. She takes 1 pound of any size white beans or any type of dried beans and 1/2 pound of salt pork and 1/4 cup of molasses, 3 tablespoons sugar or 6 tablespoons maple syrup, 1 tablespoon of vinegar, and 1 1/4 teaspoons ground mustard. And she brings 10 cups of hot water and beans to boil in a large pot and boil them 2 minutes. Remove from heat, cover, and soak at least 1 hour, no more than 8 hours, which, you know, you can put them on the night before. And you heat your oven to 225. And she had a bean pot, which I have one too, which I don't think I've ever used, but she did. She placed the meat in the bottom of the bean pot or other lid, an oven-proof casserole, you know, a big dish. And you drain and rinse your beans and add them and the remaining ingredients to the pot. And you cover with boiling water, about 2 1/2 cups for a bean pot or 3 1/4 cups for a wide mouth casserole. And you just cook them till the beans are tender, 7 to 9 hours or till soft. I mean, you're taking 225, you know, it's really low. And you probably could do this in a crock pot. But when she started doing this was before we did crock pots much, and she did them in the oven. And if you want them creamier, she mashed a few of the beans and stirred them back in the pot until softened and served. And they're better the next day warmed over. It's really good. It's a good deal of trouble, and it's at least more than opening a can of pork and beans, but it's worth the trouble. And it's very impressive to say, I made these from scratch.
You know, I'm sure it is, but I can't think of the last time that we boiled beans at my house.
Oh, I boil beans. I do that a lot. Thurman is a bean boiler. She loves boiling them, and she makes fried cornbread fritters with them. She calls them fritters. My mother just called it fried cornbread. And, you know, we put a little country ham or a little jerky old bacon or something in there and let that cook. My mother cooked white beans. I didn't know about pinto beans till I was grown. And Raleigh said, why don't you ever cook brown beans? And I said, well, I don't know. Mama always cooked white beans. She didn't use Navy. She used Great Northern. And we had beans and cornbread a lot, you know. I bet your mother cooked beans from scratch, didn't she?
She did.
Everybody did then, didn't they?
They did.
The canned dried beans are not bad at all.
They're not. Again, you go back to how your grandparents and your parents did it. It seemed like it was probably a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, I have to admit I do, but you know, I make a white chili and use canned Great Northern beans, and I really can't tell much difference in that. Because when I first started making the chili, I cooked my beans, the white chili, you know, when that first came out 20, 30 years ago. I learned that you could buy the canned ones, and there really wasn't a, you know, white chili with the chicken and chili peppers in it. I couldn't see a big difference in the taste of it, and I'm not sure it's worth the trouble. I mean, it doesn't bother me to cook beans now, but I always do cook beans a lot. But it doesn't bother me because I have plenty of time. But when you're, both of you are working and everybody's coming in, it's good to open some canned beans and season them up. I don't see a lot of difference in them, really.
No, not a lot, but there is that subtle difference. A lot of folks now probably haven't had beans made from scratch.
Well, you know what I'll do with them, especially now, and I really did this when I worked some too. If I have a ham bone or a piece of ham left, put that in there and let that simmer a little while and then put the beans, soak the beans first, soak them in warm water. Doesn't take them long to cook if you soak them. You can put them in water and let them heat up in the warm water and let them set for an hour. And that is almost like letting them soak all night.
Okay.
You just put that in there with that little ham juice or whatever you've got from a ham taste, and I like to stick an onion in there too, a whole onion, you know, just so that kind of permeates it. And whole beans are pretty good.
Do you cut the onion up or do you put it in whole?
I have just put it in whole, or I'll cut it in half.
Okay.
And I have sliced it up. But then see, I take the onion out and eat that myself. That's a cook's prerogative.
Well, there you go.
That's what we used to laugh and say about the chicken liver. You know, there was only one, when you fried the chicken, there was only one liver. And that was the cook's prerogative to eat that liver.
Okay.
I have a recipe, too, for a side dish, and mine is really a side dish. Both those others can pretty well be a main dish with some slaw or something with them, you know. But I got cream corn with bacon, and I developed this myself, and I really like this. You take 4 ears of corn, if you've got fresh corn, 6 ounces of thick sliced bacon, about 4 slices, a large bunch of green onions, 2/3 cup heavy cream, 1/4 cup water, 1 teaspoon of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of butter, and fresh ground black pepper. And I have to say that I did this when I had corn, first time when I had corn out of the garden, and I had green onions, which are the scallions. But then I made it later with frozen corn, and you really can find good grades of frozen corn now. Sweet corn, and it's good.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm going to give you the recipe where I did this when Don was raising the garden. We had corn and green onions running out to kazoo. I brought a kettle of water to boil and add the corn to the water and simmer 4 minutes. And I put the corn in cold water to stop cooking and make it cool enough to handle. And I drained and I cut the kernels from the cobs. And I cut the bacon in 1/8-inch strips. In a heavy skillet, I cooked the bacon, stirring occasionally until browned and drained on a paper towel. Thinly slice enough scallions crosswise to measure 1 cup. In a 3-quart heavy saucepan, simmer cream, water, and lemon juice with bacon, scallions, and butter. Stir it for 1 minute. And you add corn and pepper and salt to taste and cook until liquid is slightly thickened, about 5 minutes. You talk about good.
It sounds good.
When you got cream and bacon and fresh corn and green onions.
What's not to like?
What is the problem there? You don't want to go to the trouble of shucking, silking, simmering, and slicing. That's the 4 S's, shucking, simmering, slicing, and silking. Silking's the one I don't like to do.
Yeah.
You can use a good quality frozen corn, and it is still very good. I fixed it several times when I had company double the recipe because, you know, this doesn't make a huge one. This was just for Don and I. I have to admit, the bowl is usually licked clean. Bacon and corn and a few green onions.
What's not to like?
Sounds pretty good right now, doesn't
it? Yeah.
What's not to like about that? If you're running out of money before you run out of month, baked beans or those ranch beans or something you can fix and very economical.
Right. Well, Miss Sammy, we do want to tell our listeners that if they would like a copy of any of these recipes, all they have to do is send us an email here at the radio station, WXBC@bbtel.com. Please put Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line, or you can mail Sammy directly at SammyQ@bbtel.com, and she'll get those recipes out to you.
I will do that.
All right. Well, Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Oh, honey, don't ever trust that skinny cook.